This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 17, entitled Suggested Masculist Political Actions. Description: this flyer contains 10 suggestions for political actions that masculists and masculist MGTOWs can perform. Flyer itself. Suggested Masculist Political Actions. I was reading through Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, that I haven't read for decades, and came across a mention of the suffragettes and their search for political actions to attract attention to their demand to be given the vote. That sentence got me thinking. What political actions could the masculists perform that would attract attention to the masculist / MGTOW cause? Since I'm talking about political actions, the MGTOWs in their typical passive, useless style won't be interested, so I'm addressing myself to the masculists among you and the masculist MGTOWs, who are MGTOW in practice but feel that MGTOWs should get more involved in political actions aimed at the public. So here are 10 suggested actions that men's lib groups could organise and get the media to cover if they are spectacular and interesting enough. 1. Gate crash divorce parties. When Sandman talked about divorce parties in one of his videos, I was truly disgusted at such vile women. So, a group of men's libbers could gate crash a divorce party and trash up the party room a bit, spraying aerosol paint at the women and writing divorce party crime scene on the outer walls of the house, and then call the media. 2. Interrupt commencement ceremonies. The microphone could be forcibly taken from the president of the university and used to deliver a quick speech that about 2/3 of the bachelor female graduates have studied fluffy crap that will make them fluffies in their 30s when their biological clocks are ticking. They will look around for some robot male to parasite on so they can live in a middle class house to raise her kids in that he pays for. 3. Distribute flyers at high school classes and university lectures. Women start becoming fluffies at high school when they choose to study fluffy crap instead of math and the sciences. The resulting innumeracy and is science excludes them from studying fit majors, the professions and the techs at university. So they study the soft options that make it inevitable that they'll be fluffies in their 30s. A high school men's lib group could interrupt an English lit class at high school or a women's study class at university and distribute flyers after giving a short speech presenting the ideas above. 4. Dumping a truckload of cow shit at the entrance of a gender politician's office. Ad-libbing now, that's a typical French tactic. They're very good at this kind of thing. The gender politicians are the bitterest enemies of the masculist / MGTOWs. Their passage of the fluffy feminist bias divorce laws in the 70s resulted in the financial massacring of tens of millions of US divorce fathers. This action is popular amongst French farmers who use it very effectively. The cow shit stinks like hell, but not as much as the gender politicians to the noses of the masculist / MGTOWs, as can be said to the media who are invited to witness the event. 5. Heckling fluffy feminist TV personalities. Some well-known TV personality who is known for her fluffy feminism can be targeted. Members of a men's lib group could infiltrate themselves into the audience and at a chosen moment disrupt the live program with masculist / MGTOW banners and heckling. 6. Targeting the divorce courts. Once there are a lot of men's lib groups across the US continent, they could all at the same time target their local divorce courts by spray painting such messages as the following across the entrance walls. Men massacred here. 7. Media MGTOW / masculist flyers to male journalists. Men's Lib groups prepare a one-page flyer that explains the essential ideas of MGTOW/masculism, which are sent to all the male journalists in a given area. Some of them will bite and get the publicity ball rolling. 8. Write MGTOW/masculist books. The most intelligent MGTOW/masculists should write books on MGTOW/masculist ideas and get them into the public arena to educate the public. 9. Set up men's studies courses at universities. Once the MGTOW/masculist books are written, MGTOW/masculist professors can set up men's studies programs at universities. 10. Write student articles. University students who are MGTOW/masculists can write MGTOW/masculist articles for student newspapers and websites to spread the word, similarly at high schools where fluffydom starts. New section. That's 10 suggestions off the top of my head. You can probably think of other ideas. The point is to implement them rather than just to passively walk away from the marriage and fatherhood market the way most MGTOWs do, ignoring the plight of millions of men who are oppressed in a gynocentric parasitism that has the political support of the gender politicians, who know that the MGTOWs are politically passive and will not oppose the gynocentric bias of the gender politicians. The masculist in me despises the political passivity of most MGTOWs. If all men were as useless, women would totally walk all over us. Fortunately, some men fight back, but not the MGTOW pissweakers. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name: De Garis, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.